Hello, and welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We're your hosts.
My name is Phoebe.
And my name is Caroline. And today we are diving into our ultimate rotations for Pretty Little Liars, which is actually an episode I've really been looking forward to.
Me too. It was kind of hard, though.
It was hard. I fear I did not narrow it down quite enough for everything.
And like, some of them, like, I didn't have, like, enough necessarily. Yeah.
Which I think is fine.
But I have a rough outline.
Okay, cool. It's going to be a fun episode. But before we get into it, you guys, we kind of teased on Tuesday's episode that today we were going to be talking about what's next for this podcast. And so we're going to do that now. So today's episode, not me literally giving Ashley Benson, Shay Mitchell sunglasses on in the writer's room on the last day of Pretty Little Liars. Like, that's how I feel right now, saying that this is probably our last Pretty Little Liars focused episode.
Wow.
That just feels so crazy to say.
Because it's been almost 3 years of us recording.
It's been over 3 years.
I guess that's, yes.
Hey, Phoebe, wake the fuck up. It's been over 3 years. Thank you.
So it'll be, I think, 4 years since we recorded.
Yeah. Yeah. That's wild. It just feels like it's been part of our lives for so long. And like, the reality is, although this is probably the last episode that is fully focused on Pretty Little Liars, and I say probably because who knows, there could be a day in the future where freaking Sasha Peterson wants to come on the show, and who am I to say no, you know? So Pretty Little Liars is always going to be like part of who we are, you know, and part of our
show. A handprint on our heart, if you will.
A handprint on our heart, if you will. If you're a wicked head and you get that, oh my God, by the way, how great was it to hear For Good for the first time? Holy moly.
No, it actually, it made me weep. That song is a perfect song, and I can't believe it wasn't originally in the show.
It's insane. It's so perfect. I love the new verse.
That's a testament. That is advice and an example given by Adina and Kristen that if you think something's missing, you speak up.
Because
Ariana, you're probably right.
Yes, like when Stephen Schwartz wasn't gonna be saying The Wizard Will See You Now, and The Wizard Will See You Now wasn't going to be in one short day.
I'm just referring to the fact that they said there's a song missing. There's a song missing from this show.
No, I know what you mean, but I'm saying even that was a moment too where Ariana was looking at the show and she was like, "Where is The Wizard Will See You Now? That's not in the script."
That's true.
And he was like, "Oh, we took it out," and she was like, "No, I don't think you can take that out." And it's like, she spoke up, and like, thank God for that, you know?
But you're 100% so lucky, right? She was a part of that show because it was almost like having an authenticity.
Someone consultant there to like keep the integrity of the show.
Yeah.
Like, it really felt like that. Anyway, back to Pretty Little Liars. So yeah, it just feels really weird to like wrap up talking about it, but I do feel like after today, we will be beating dead horses if we continue on to dive into it. Like, we have truly dove into every minute detail of this show now for 3.5 years. So it's like, I do feel like there's not much more to be said. But as we go into the next chapter, I feel like it's still going to be part of our conversations, because how could it not be? Like, it's hard for Phoebe and I to talk about actually anything, even in our personal lives, without like equating something in there to Pretty Little Liars, you know?
Yes. Yes.
And we're so like grateful to the show and to the people and like all the crazy shit that has happened. It makes me really excited for all the crazy shit that we haven't even dreamt up that could happen with our next chapter. And all we want is for all of you guys to be there with us. So please, please just don't leave us. So here's the plan. Okay. Next Thursday, you are not going to get an episode from us. It's going to be a really sad Thursday, but don't worry, because the next Thursday is sort of like the national holiday of the Connell family and of Gossip Girl. And that is Thanksgiving. We freaking love a Thanksgiving. Should we tell everybody what our Thanksgiving golf cart theme is this year? Okay.
That is such a crazy thing to even posture.
Oh my God. I didn't realize it was that crazy. I guess
this comes out almost 3 weeks before the parade. Going, I can't wait.
It comes out, by the way, exactly 2 weeks.
That is insane.
Okay, I'm sorry. And how about this? Don't tell mom. How about just don't be a narc.
I'm not going to listen to the episode. How about that?
Well, she's never going to do that. So good luck with that. But she should, because it's our last Pretty Little Liars episode. So she really should. Anyway, if you're not familiar which is hard to believe. But if you're not familiar with like the Connell Thanksgiving lore, I'll repost the helpful infographic I made last year with some information about it. But for those of you,
we should also update it to include.
Okay, yeah.
Wicked.
Do you want to explain sort of like the lore of this, like what it exactly is that our family does?
We compete in a golf cart parade where we have like an hour to decorate a golf cart and we theme it. We all dress up, we go over, and we win.
It's a golf cart decorating competition followed by a parade that feels very Halloween-ish, like a Halloween parade where people are throwing candy out because they quite literally are. Although I do feel like we caught it like potentially the first year they ever did it. And we did it because
we were the first time it was ever.
It was ever anything to see.
Yeah, exactly.
It was ever anything magnificent.
Bingo.
I was in school at the College of Charleston. I was in a show and I couldn't come home for Thanksgiving. And so mom and dad were like, well, we will bring Thanksgiving to you. And they come down to Charleston. And of course, like within 5 minutes of having this plan, mom has found an activity for us to be doing in Charleston on Thanksgiving.
It changed the course of our Thanksgivings forever.
Potentially changed the course of our lives. It became such a fun day. So there are like two separate competitions. There's an owner's golf cart competition and renters. And owners, like if you own your golf cart, you can work on it all year, you know? And so.
Well, even if you rent.
Even if you rent, but you can be building on your golf cart all year. If you rent, you pick up the golf cart at 8 a.m. on Thanksgiving. While some people are warming up for their turkey trots, we are picking up the golf cart, bringing it back to the house, and we're starting an assembly line of like, get everything on the golf cart.
Oh, and by the way, while people are celebrating and having mimosas after their turkey trot, we are fighting and crying and arguing about. Yeah.
There's always a massive blowout fight.
Yeah. Well, just about who's wearing what, who's standing where, who should be doing what.
Because mom does have to outfit and costume the entire family. Like, and she often has inflatable costumes. She likes a good like mix. She'll have onesies. She'll have, you know, sequin blazers, suit jackets. She'll have inflatable costumes. Wait until you see what I'm fucking wearing this year, Phoebe. You're actually not going to believe your eyes.
Wait, what am I wearing? Crazy. Am I wearing that inflatable?
I think you're wearing the inflatable.
Okay, thank
which
God.
I think you like. Okay, good. And we've done a million, like we won first place our first year against all odds. And mom just like, she caught the bug. She got the winning bug. She already had the winning bug, but now for this specific thing. And it just became this, this massive piece of our family. And so every Thanksgiving we go down and we participate in the golf cart decorating competition and we almost always win. And if we don't, well, you might not hear from us that day. Like Thanksgiving's kind of fucking over, but yeah. So anyway, it's a really big holiday for us. I would say it's like the Connell holiday.
Yeah,
and it's so fun. And we will be posting from sun up to sun down on our social media channel. So like make sure you're following. But it's also the holiday of Gossip Girl, I feel. Mm-hmm. If I had to assign a holiday, we've got our Gossip Girl.
Definitely.
Such iconic episodes. So it only feels right to officially start our Gossip Girl rewatch on Thanksgiving. So after you are, you know, watching the parade and maybe you're participating in a golf cart decorating competition too, or having turkey lurkey time, you can go be thankful for the new season of our podcast, which is focused on Gossip Girl rewatches. And the same way that you've loved our Pretty Little Liars rewatches, that's what you can expect from Gossip Girl. Our Tuesday episodes are also going to look a little bit different. Instead of getting one every single Tuesday, we're going to be doing two Tuesdays a month. Those episodes are really they're still going to be pop culture, but mostly focused on like the pop culture of the time in the Gossip Girl world and diving back into what was happening in the world during, you know, the time that it was recorded, things that are talked about there. And then, of course, you know, whatever else you want to talk about on Tuesdays. And then our Patreon is also going to be looking a little bit different, but more information on that to come. So in December, things will look a little diff. But I promise you it's really exciting. We've got a lot of like really exciting stuff cooking up. There is going to be a name change because we just feel like we went really back and forth on this, on if we were going to do one. And I don't know.
But I don't think either of us did in our actual hearts.
No, because here's the truth of it, and you'll hate this.
I hate our name.
Crazy to say this after all that has transpired, but Phoebe especially hates our name. But it just was like the name.
Which I came up with, by the way.
Yeah,
so I can't hate it.
Yeah, yeah. it was just like, of course that was going to be our podcast name. And it really lends itself to like,
and everybody's, I mean, cause it didn't require very much creativity.
No, not much at all, which everyone pointed out about 2 years in. Everybody really pointed that out.
By the way, no one was claiming it did.
No, we didn't actually care about that. We didn't want it to be creative. We wanted you to know exactly what our podcast was when you heard the name, and mission fucking accomplished. It obviously was the first thing that comes to mind when you think of starting a Pretty Little Liars podcast. How do we know? Oh, I don't know. Maybe look at April of last year. Anyway, yeah, so we just feel like we've done what we were going to do with this name. We have fully seen our mission through, and we're still going to be like the Pretty Little Podcast at the end of the day, but we're just looking for a name that fits this next chapter. So those are all the updates you get for now. I'm super terrified that someone's going to be like heartbroken, but I can't imagine how, because it's actually really exciting what's to come. Like, imagine the world building we have not yet done.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's going to be so fun. And I feel like it's a more mature show, and we're more mature podcasters now. You know what I mean? Like, we just are. We're just like ready to be having martinis at the Empire now. Like, it's kind of more our vibe, but just now it is. Anyway, okay, time for us to get into our rotations. What should we start with?
I have them in the order you sent the text in.
Okay, so what's first?
Nightmare. Punishments.
For punishments, okay. Do you wanna, should we go back and forth?
I have six listed.
Okay, I have.
And that probably doesn't even scratch the surface.
Six. I have seven listed and agreed. And a lot of ours potentially overlap. Okay. Are we going to go back and forth, or are we just going to go down our
list? Yeah,
because
I think if you have seven, it means you should start and end.
Okay. And these are in no particular order, but on my Nightmare Blunt rotation for punishments given by A to the girls, the first one on my list is Hannah eating those goddamn cupcakes with the pigs on it. Is it on your list?
Yes, of course.
That moment is diabolical in such, like, okay, maybe there wasn't physical harm done to Hannah.
No, but that was psychological torture in a way.
The psychological torture.
That's one thing that will always stick out of my brain when I try to redeem Mona in my brain.
I know.
Because Mona was so close to Hannah and understood how... That's part of why Hannah had it so bad the first time around, I think, is because Mona knew how to hurt Hannah the most.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And I feel like also... Perhaps this is looking too far ahead, but just in what we know about Hannah and how she is most prone to forgive, it's like, I feel like Mona also kind of knew that.
She knew that.
You know, she and it was used against her, but so it still never went away from Hannah, which I love. Like, even though this was taken for granted and used against her so many times, like, it's never stopped being the heart of our girl. I just love her so much. But, like, that moment, if you're a kid, and who hasn't, who's ever struggled with body image issues, like, I can tell you, as a little chubby kid, there was nothing, you couldn't pay me to like eat in front of a boy. Like, I was like, I cannot eat anything in front of a boy, because if I do, he's gonna say, oh my God, she's fat. That's what it, as if human beings don't actually have to eat to live. So like, I would be so embarrassed at like classroom like events where people would bring cookies. I was like, I would be so.
Well, the thought would always be like, well, everybody's gonna be like,
everyone's
you don't
staring
need to
at
eat.
Me, and they're like, you're exactly. And it's just like the way that your brain works when that's something that you think about as a kid,
especially. And when you're thinking that way as a kid, it's rewiring your brain, and it is a really tough thing to rewire. So
yeah, it doesn't matter how you
have kind of gotten on the other side of things, even psychologically to an extent, that just was like such a low blow and so terrible to watch. The way they set up that whole scene.
Well, and then having
and the
fact
boys
that
the
cupcakes on the street,
have pigs on them.
The pigs on the cupcakes, like, and also just the amount of icing, like, looking at it makes you feel sick almost, like, thinking about her having to eat
those. Oh, to eat all of them. I was about
to eat six
of
them.
Oh, and by the way, I have to say something to Mary Beth Barone, who said, Benny was saying, I used to have, every time I went to the movies, I would always get a large Coke slushie.
Oh my
God.
And
Mary Beth goes, my body would actually shut down if I.
No, I heard that too, Phoebe. I was horrified by that conversation. I was like, and I'm going to pretend I didn't hear this because I did just buy tickets to your show. And you better not be making any jokes like that on stage. Okay. I can tell you that.
Not in safe space.
Oh, great. I'm going to have beef with her at Bottle Rocket too. I already had beef with Kat at Bottle Rocket. Now I'm going to have beef with Mary Beth Barone. Yeah. Anyway, having the boys down there too, it's like, it also goes to show how teenage boys are just like pieces of shit. Sorry. Yeah. Because she is so beautiful. She's no longer Hefty Hannah, you know? And that's the idea. They're still going to make fun of her because that's still just who they are.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible.
It's awful. And then to have, like, I mean, we get it. It's kind of like foreshadowing for Gossip Girl too. One of like the storylines that just hits really hard is Blair's battle with, you know, eating disorders and bulimia. And like, I think that having this moment where it's like Allison taught Hannah how to do that and how painful that is when it's something that you struggle with, and her going in the bathroom, making that decision not to do it, and then finding out that all of the money is on the paper towels, and like that that's exactly what was set up to happen. Like, it's, and then she got the text saying, you know what to, how to get rid of it, go purge or whatever. And like, just to think, if it's just like so evil, it's so evil, it hurts deep. I don't know why it feels worse than getting hit by a car, but it does. So that is first on my list.
My first on my list is A, impregnating Allison after stealing Emily's eggs.
That is on my list as well. I really do think, like, in prepping for this up, I was going through so many of the punishments, and I was just like,
by the way, the Pretty Little Liars like wiki website. That's
thank
a mecca.
You.
Except
thank
I
you,
do
God
think
bless.
I am surprised that on their they have a list of all every single A's.
I know
expenses, but I couldn't find. Wait, did you find a list of every single punishment?
Yeah, it's also or no, I got a list of every single A message.
That's what I saw. And then also their expenses, which helped me remember certain things. But
yes.
I am like, we don't have a list of
I know
every single thing that ever happened to these girls.
Yeah.
The police really weren't doing their job.
No, true. There's got to be a list. Anyway, I think that moment is one of the worst punishments.
It's bad enough when you find out that A was responsible for the lab shutdown or whatever.
Yeah. And not just Emily. Like, all of the people who fucking struggle with, like, Emily was doing it to make money. All the people who are doing it because
they were doing
whatever
it for
reason
hope.
Struggles with fertility. And it's like, oh, it's such a nasty, horrible, fucked up thing to do. Like, it's just
exactly. And then compounding that with like everything Allie was going through, and then seeing her get wheeled in for that procedure, and then realizing what it is in the way. First of all, she can't believe she's pregnant, and it's bad enough to think she's pregnant with this man.
I know.
And then A sends her to that Ugly Duckling store, and she finds out that Emily was the donor.
Oh my god. And oh god my, forbid.
Oh,
like,
and lest we forget, Arya fucking left. Oh, what was she going to do? I think make a deal with A.
Dude, I forgot fucking that. I can't. Fuck you, Arya. But I feel like,
oh, by the way, and also, yeah, they're pregnant, and they finally get over the fact that they have been horrifyingly made pregnant, and they're making a nursery. Oh, here comes Arya with the red paint can.
God, no, horror. That was so fucked up. Because this is, like, I think definitely one of the worst, like, all-time worst things that happened on the show. Like, it's so horrible. And I think that, I mean, thank God Emily and Allison ended up, like, what if they, like, fucking hated each other? What if this was just even more painful because, like, what if Allie hadn't changed, didn't feel anything towards Emily, and instead it's like she's like, oh my god, like she's still that same person who's like, Emily's in love with me and now I'm having her baby. Like, I just imagine. And then to think that it's Allie's husband who did the procedure, like, and that
it's
just
terrible.
You put everything together,
which, wait,
it's
that
so
part
fucking
does,
dark.
Was Alex Drake just using Archer's malevolence to impregnate Allie? Because, like, if he did the procedure but he was working on his own,
yeah,
how did Ren's sperm get in there, and what was his motivation to impregnate Allie?
I think you've just identified a massive plot hole. A massive freaking plot hole. Good job, Fee.
Thank you.
Okay. Next on mine was the drugging of Hannah and performing oral surgery on her.
That was on mine as well. But that's like, maybe somewhere else.
That's somewhere else.
Oh, I might have put that on my dream because of how epic it was.
I put on my dream for how they are delivered. That's all my dream because it is so epic that there's me looking at my teeth thinking there's a cavity, finding out there's a love note. Just kidding. But I'm sorry, the idea of doing oral surgery at all, horrifying, drugging Hannah and like a non-dentist performing oral. No, it's crazy. Okay, so that's on.
Next for me was, I don't know if this counts, but the fashion show.
Oh,
when
they
are walking and it's for Allison, and then the evil bitch is dead.
Mm-hmm.
The scrawling heavy metal is playing, and Mona, we know Mona did that because she switched the TVs or the CDs with Noel and everything. Crazy.
And it's
and
so bold.
Arya's like, Arya's standing up there. All the other girls are like getting ready to run back. Arya's like,
no, Arya's like, I'm taking my moment. I look amazing tonight. I look amazing tonight. And Jace is here. And Jace is here, and I really care
right now.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, next for me is microchips. Shocking that that would be on my list. Did you forget about that?
Yes, that's not.
I mean, all these really invasive physical things. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I just feel so. It's just so violating. Like, it just feels so much worse than like, again, like being hit by a car.
Especially because like, they didn't know.
They didn't even find out till so much later, which is and
I do love that scene when they did find out because. When Spencer has to move Hannah's head.
Why am I beeping? Like, I haven't even stolen anything yet. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, it's really... I do think it is crazy that that's Spencer's first thought. Like, mm-hmm. She's like, bitch, chipped us. And I'm like, really? I would have been like, there's no way. I would have been like, there's got to be something else like at play here.
Hannah,
but
take
I guess,
your earrings off.
I guess if this is the world that, yeah, if this is the world that you're living in, maybe you would go there. But yeah, that's on mine.
My next one is also on one of my deliveries, I think, but... Everything about this Spencer moment when they're at the wedding fashion show, whatever it's called, and
oh, the finger
Spencer's
bones
running
in the corset,
thing, and she's like, "I need to get this off, get this shit off me, get this stuff off me."
I got too much shit on me.
That is one Tim Robbins in there that makes me laugh, and so they take it off, and it's like the bones, and they're like, I forget what the note even fucking said. I'll be honest, something about
I don't
dead
remember.
Girls.
Oh no, it was like the. Here, my hands like the wait until the rest of me is dead up or something.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that was a crazy moment. Okay, next on mine, I'm gonna do like two here, just because they feel related to me. But one is driving a car through Emily's house while her mom was in the sitting room, and then also blowing up Toby's house. Like,
yes,
those are two crazy ones. Honestly,
those were slight overreactions from.
Those
a,
were a little bit much from A, I have to say. And like the rest of this is like I totally get it, but these just felt like a little bit of an overreaction to me. I don't know.
I agree. My next one. These actually we can kind of do these together too. It's Emily's massage from A.
Oh, and see then, how easy it is for me to get my hands around your neck?
Yes. And then also Emily's like the injections and the also like
the
all that stuff
human
with the
growth hormone. No, again, it's like these like those are the things that really get to me. Like those like violating kind of things that it's just like no one actually deserves that.
It feels,
hey,
and this
you can
is really
think
dark.
These girls are horrible. Nobody deserves
this.
This
is so dark. To compare it to, but it gives that same feeling. And I mean, it's only coming up because I watched the first Purge. And one thing that someone does is he tapes, I believe, dirty syringes to his fingers. Yeah. And like walks around and like, you know,
no, dude.
Punches people. And that's just like the idea of having absolutely no control over what's happening to you and things that are so dangerous that could be happening to you is so scary.
You know, that's like one of Anthony's like number one fears is like walking through a crowd and someone pokes him with a used needle. Like he's so, and then I forgot about that for a second. And then we watched Weapons and I was like,
all those scenes, I actually, no, it's hard those were the scariest scenes for me.
I agree. I totally agree. Okay. So last on my, or no, I have two more. One is the holding Hannah hostage in a shed and like her with the fucking cattle rod. Like, sorry. When I remembered that, I was like, wait a minute. Not Hannah having like multiple dollhouses. Like Hannah actually has fucking been through it. Put some respect on her name. Like, I don't feel like people look at her and think that she's one of the most tortured liars. But like, I know we've said it before, like she and Emily like really fucking went through it in a different way than these other girls.
Hands down.
Do you have anything else on your list?
No, that covered it for me.
Okay, well, one more is bees in the car. Bees in the car. Ella Montgomery finding her car filling with bees. Holy
and already,
fucking
Ella
shit.
Has it harder than Arya.
Yeah, no, and it doesn't ever really change from there. Yeah. No, I just thought that, like, that scene is so good and crazy. Oh, my God. I can't even imagine. I don't know how long it would take me to get out of my car. It would take me a minute to, like, realize what was happening. I'd be stung at least three times. Maybe five.
At
16
least.
Even. Okay, so then on your dream rotation for A punishments, what I only have three for this. Hard to choose ones to be on your dream rotation, not gonna lie.
Okay, I did that. Well, you texted me and said do it.
You're like, okay, I have 15.
Most you said pick most epic.
Okay, that's that's fine.
And I'm realizing I didn't after I sent you that text about messages, I didn't end up dividing these up.
Oh, perfect.
So.
That's great. Okay, I did. Okay, perfect. It's fine.
Spencer's bloody bag. which is kind of a pun.
Oh, no.
Spencer's bloody bag.
It's his bloody bag. Yeah, absolutely. No, that is a crazy... And I can't ever get the picture of that, like, the image, because isn't the camera, like, below? And we see, like, her bag, like, low-key dripping, and she's, like, in the middle of bloody... Yeah, that's such a crazy shot.
It gives the same energy, and maybe just because it's another interview for a high-stakes school, but it reminds me of when Blair and Serena are at the, like, interviews for Brown and all the Ivies, and... they're like sabotaging each other back and forth.
Oh my god. Those ones are hard watches, honestly.
Mm-hmm. When they're bad friends to each other, it's like, why are girls doing this?
Really, girls. I can't wait to get into them. Oh my god, I can't wait. Okay. Wait, were you done with that?
Yeah.
Okay. First up on mine, we already kind of touched on it, but it's actually the tooth necklace that says dead girls can't smile.
Yes, that's on mine too.
I mean, it's just so good. And wait,
another plot hole I identify, and I think that we talked about when this happened, is when they're like, flush it, and someone says, or no, they drop it in the, never mind, I just figured it out. But wait. Because we both were confused. I think it's because an alarm also starts when they do it, and it kind of confuses the whole scene. When they're like, Arya, just reach in and get it. And they're like, no, there's sensors on these things. And then she reaches down, it flushes, and the school bell goes off. So it sounds like it's like a museum sensor. And then they say it in the show.
Oh.
But really, it's just the sensor on the toilet.
On the toilets. Okay.
That like senses movement, so it flushes.
Yeah. Oh.
But I'm like, you guys are already moving. I think you could have avoided the sensor if you had like gone to the side of the toilet and reached under. I think you could have figured it out.
My real question is, why do we even need them? Why do we need this fucking necklace?
Because they thought they were Allie's teeth.
And we need them. Why?
I think they wanted to prove they were human. Maybe
whose teeth were they? Bethany Young.
I think they're
like, whose bones were these
fucking idiots?
You know what I mean?
I mean, the hands on the corset were way too massive to even be human hands.
I know. They were definitely bought at Michael's. Definitely like on sale.
There's only a
after
femur
Halloween
in there.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. My next one was going to be Hannah's tooth. Okay. But these are messages. So maybe I shouldn't do these. Let me think of a different one. Okay. Do your next one, though, I think.
Okay, my next one is obviously the dollhouse, just as a whole. Again, it's such a crime that we only ever got that one episode of it. Like, feel like we need an Epic the Universe. We need
Or at least, like,
we need a Pretty Little
Universal
Liars
Studios
dollhouse.
Or, like, Warner Brothers Studios do, like, a horror night. It's like,
that would be so fun, and it would make fucking bank, and I think they should do it. It would be awesome, but, like,
and the whole premise could be like it's those couple minutes that the whole thing powers down and the girls are running around and they're kind of scaring and A is chasing.
Oh my god!
And you like
okay.
have to find your way out.
Suddenly I can't go there. Suddenly I can't go into the.
Well, Caroline, you were never going to be able to go there. You can go there when it's shut down and you can just walk around.
Okay, like maybe when they have the lights up. To the lights up.
I'll do. Well, that's not really a dream now, is it?
Oh my god, girl.
Toby falling off of the scaffolding.
Oh, I forgot that A loosened those nuts and bolts. Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
No, I remember that being watching that with bated breath as Toby goes up there.
Because
we know what happened. The last week.
You almost forgot.
And then you're like, wait, no, I remember, you can't go. Yeah.
That was kind of the start of the certain A punishments, which does put it on this list where it's like you had to remember something A did before to really grasp how sinister this is.
Oh, so good. Okay, the last one on my dream rotation is when A wanted Hannah to tell Ella about the Bastia exhibit. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, that should have happened. That was actually Mona doing everybody a favor, saying, like, get Arya out of this relationship. I wish that would have worked out. Hannah struggled the perfect amount with it, I felt like, from a perspective of a good friend. But I was like, that punishment I actually really could get behind. Like, I don't know why we were so worried about that actually happening as an audience.
I agree. I think, a good one is when Arya gets the message from A, and it's like A starts leaving little slivers of the note the letter that she wrote about Ezra when she was gonna turn him in, and that sort of, because it's like, But that's another thing. Like, that's one of the worst things that ever happened to Arya. And it's right. Like, okay, and then these like, just aren't I'm sorry. Equal.
Perspective matters. Perspective
matters. And also, hey,
matters.
It is happening because you did something.
No, exactly. 100%. Okay. That's all that's in my dream. Do you have anything else for, like, our A punishment rotation segment?
No, I'm saving my other ones for the messages.
Okay, cool. Let's go into our outfits and start diving into those. I mean, I could have chosen so fucking many.
Are we on nightmare or dream?
Let's start with nightmare. What do you want to start? What do you want to go first?
I don't have a specific one here for my first one, but it's Allison's wardrobe season 6 or 7.
Yeah, I have the pug sweatshirt on here. Yeah,
that would be like.
I'm sorry, I just don't understand. Like, I know we've talked about this, not we, but like they have talked about this ad nauseum. Like, they didn't understand how to dress her body as it was changing.
But I'm like, why? That's your job.
It's
your
literally fucking job. No, you're right. It's literally your job. And also,
I can say that now because you had some shit to say about Ashley Benson with Lindsay Shaw. So yeah. I am going to critique it. You should have figured it out.
Yeah, you should have figured it out. You had the budget, you know, and I'm like, if it doesn't exist, make it. Like, if something cute doesn't exist, make it.
And also, hey, by the way, it does.
I know.
It does. There are a lot of people, most people in America have that body.
That are far bigger than Sasha Peterson was.
So fucking relax and don't try to make it. Don't gaslight us into thinking that you couldn't have dressed her as a young 20-year-old.
Yes. They could have put her in like, I mean, they
also hey, if your measurements were from when she was 12, that's your issue.
Yeah.
Measure her again 100%. And figure it out.
But it's just like, there's a way, and I run into this issue every time I'm in a show. Like, every time I'm in a show. People don't know how to dress curvy bodies. Like, they just don't. And, like, I do know how. And so now that I'm in a show, I'm like, let me have I'm probably a nightmare. I'm not just kidding. I know this is making me sound bad. But, like, I'll be like, let me just buy it. I'll just buy whatever you want me to get. Like, because I know what will look good. I know that is. But I'm going to be so honest. Like, as someone who, like, struggles with that. Like, if I'm – now, granted, there are plenty of theaters that would never – it would never come to that. But, like – I have been in many a situation where I've been put in a costume that was deeply unflattering on me because the person just didn't know how to dress me. And it's like, I dress myself every single day. And so I know that it's possible. And like, it's so disheartening and it would make me like not want to perform. Like, it's really, I can't imagine on the scale that Sasha Peterson had to deal with it. Like, I just literally can't even wrap my head around how horrible that was. But it's like, even if you don't know what to dress her in, put her in a fucking, like, okay, so let's just say you're like, we don't know, we have to put her in, like, athleisure kind of things. Put her in a really cute, oversized Free People sweater, you know, and some leggings and some, like, cute shoes or something. Don't put her in the light pink pug sweatshirt that says, like, time for the weekend. Like, Ali De Laurentiis would never wear that,
no,
you know? And I understand maybe her first season back where it's, like, she's figuring out, like, what her style is now that she's a few years older than when she went missing. Like, I can understand that as being part of her character then, but not for season 7. I think it's just, like, there's no excuse. So I'm 100%. Like, honestly, all of her outfits belong on the nightmare rotation. I'm so with you. What's next?
You haven't gone. Oh, with the pug sweatshirt.
That was,
okay, I'm going to go Arya's dress in Unmasked at that masquerade ball.
Is that the red
and black? That's when she's in the
black
and red. Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh, you know, I got to say, it's not like one of my favorite outfits, but it's, for me, one of the least offensive Arya. It's just so Arya. And it fits.
Honestly,
the theme.
Going through Arya's wardrobe was overwhelming for this.
It was overwhelming. It's so hard to choose what to put here.
And it's also like there, like this, I was gonna immediately grab for the spider necklace outfit. But the actual outfit isn't
actually
bad.
Like that outfit. I know.
It's just the spider
like
necklace.
That one. I'm not gonna lie, like season 1 Arya, there were fits that I really liked.
Also, sorry, I'm with you, like the tie skirt.
I'm like, that's never going on my nightmare rotation for outfits. That's like it's like on my dream.
Cute.
Like, I love that.
And it's a cute outfit. It's not even
this
like
is also like
bad.
This isn't real. Like, when you start trying to dress too realistically and then you throw in these crazy outfits, like, it's like lean into this character so much in the first season. And it was like, it just felt so cohesive in the first season. You know what I mean? 100%. And then it felt like as we branched out, we just lost the plot a little bit. I don't know. I put all of the Founders Fair outfits. Sorry. Those are all on here. As my
I
least
liked
favorites.
Emily's.
Really?
I just like made Shay look good.
I mean, she was the best one, but I just think all of them with their fucking hats. Arya's was probably my least favorite, but I didn't like any of them. And I honestly just hated that entire episode, kind of. So
that's
like,
fair.
I think that's why they're also on there, but those outfits were not for me.
My next one is Paige's Halloween costume on the Halloween train.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I forgot about that. Her so tuxedo bad. Moment. Oh my god.
So with top hat. It just didn't look, and the hair looked bad. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't even done well.
No, I'm with you. I had like a couple for my next one, but I have this. I don't know what episode this was in, but let me describe what Hannah's wearing. She's wearing these have an elastic waistband, these pants. They are capris. They are royal blue, white, yellow, and black.
Can you show me?
Well, here are the pants.
All right. This is when I think she says she can't hear us. She's blind, right?
Maybe. She's got on a blue lace tank top with these, like, they're like blue or
y'all
yellow,
tell me if I'm, oh wait, no, I think her hair was short when she said pants. That. No, that's crazy. That
and
looks more recent.
She's got on like taupe, little booties, taupe ankle booties that are horrible.
That looks like season
six. And then she has on like a matching taupe leather jacket. And then she's got like a turquoise big chunky necklace on. And it looks ridiculous. So I did have to throw one of Hannah's, but
there were
I could
a couple
have put
Hannah
so
outfits
many
there
Aria
where it's like we're just
here.
Doing too much, too many colors,
mm-hmm.
too business casual.
Yeah. And same with Aria. Like one of Aria's that would have made it on mine was when she's wearing like an animal print maxi skirt, like a bright blue tank top, huge chunky belt over the tank top. Then like she's got like a million bangles. Like it's just like way too much going on. Anyway, do you have anything else on yours?
No.
Okay, let's get into our
Which is
dreams.
Crazy, I know, but...
I know. I honestly had a hard time making
it. Was hard
it.
Because you couldn't... Because
also some of them I'm like, I don't hate... How can I hate this? It's like yeah. so iconic, you
and
know?
And it's like, oftentimes it is, there's one piece where it's like yeah. outrageous, and then it's like, yes. but the rest of the outfit... This isn't a nightmare outfit. That's a nightmare yeah. accessory.
Right, and like within the context, it's like, it also depends on like situationally. Like, was this appropriate for you to be wearing during this time? That might impact how I judge mm-hmm. this.
That's fair.
But like, if it's season one Aria outfits, I don't care that she's wearing forks as earrings. It's like, that's so mm-hmm. Aria, it works. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
So for dream outfits, why don't you go first?
Hannah at the Unmasked Masquerade Ball.
Remind me what she's wearing.
She's kind of in a Hillary Duff.
Yes.
Cinderella story kind
yes.
of outfit. Her
okay.
hair is
yep.
like perfectly wavy. Braids. The
yes.
white. She's got the dress. It's almost like a drop waist. I think I'm using that term
yeah.
right. And there's a little dangly belt.
Yes.
It's
Everyone
beautiful.
Actually looked great there except really Aria. Aria like threw me off.
Yeah. I actually think I could have exchanged that dress for her. I think that Snow White outfit.
Mm.
But.
Outfit. I just don't like that it's a Snow White look.
I don't think
it
I liked it either. I didn't
it was literally
like
made
wear...
for Twinkle Lights.
I liked when she, even though it was that a full floor length gown,
yeah.
or did it?
It was like a top
ankles?
And a belt and a no, it was a floor length.
Because that's part of what skirt. I hate about. I hate that A-line dress.
Yeah,
it's like yeah. it's almost like a
the, like high low sort of.
What would you call? What are those 50s dresses called?
Like a poodle skirt vibe.
It's almost like that kind of cut.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay. Well, I think you hate this outfit, but I have always loved this outfit, and I remember, like, trying to make
Wait,
this outfit.
Can I guess which one it is?
Yeah, I guess.
It's the, like, fuchsia magenta tank
yes,
top
yes,
with, the,
yes,
with the cheetah print sweater.
I've always loved this fucking
no, I didn't
outfit.
I hate that outfit.
I think
and
Aria
that was,
looks...
That was very Caroline.
It was so me in high school, and I think she looks so cute. Honestly.
And I liked her. I love that picture
her
of her in the band
really
room.
She looks beautiful
her, yeah.
in this outfit. She's got on yeah her like,
she looks like a wave
tank
of a girl.
Top. Yes, she yeah wave of a girl. She's got her cheetah print cardigan. She has on jean shorts, tights underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like living for this look. I really was. So that's on my faves.
My last, well, I could add another, but that's gonna be more ambiguous. This one I did. This is where the Aria in me is coming out. I liked her Daisy costume.
Oh my god, crazy. Of course you did. Of course you did.
Sorry, everybody.
Okay, I'll give it to you. Well, this is kind of boring, but I was just like, finally, can we dress Emily like a hottie? Like, can we please start dressing Emily like a certified hottie? And I feel like in the finale, in the last scene, they finally did. That is that black leather miniskirt and the green, like, graphic tee.
Oh, fair.
Like, cute. Like, I was like,
I
she
loved...
looks so cute.
What's that dance they went to where she has kind of the crown on her head and the smoky
yeah,
eye?
Yeah, and like the black blazer. She looks mm-hmm. so good. I don't remember
I don't
what
even,
it is.
Does she have a blazer on in that?
It's sort of like a blazer cut.
She's like a silver dress on.
Yeah, but she has like sort of like a Yeah, she has
I think you're right. I can picture
something
it.
Over it that's like black. Wait, that might have been that your dream outfit?
That Christmas ball.
Yeah, I think it was. You're right.
I went out. The one that Allie threw. My last one I'll mention, and it's not a particular outfit, but I do like. I just have such a soft spot for Spencer's preppy.
Yeah.
Early Spencer when she was dressing like preppy. She would have her little like brown Oxford shoes on. Yes. Like, I liked the
season and one. Spencer.
I think when I was in eighth grade and I won best dressed, mm-hmm. not to throw it in there, but I'm just saying, I think that I was trying to emulate a lot of how Spencer was dressing.
Yeah. She had a great style. She had the look for it. It just like worked. She was so aspirational, honestly, in that mm-hmm. way. It was like who everyone really wanted to be. The last thing on mine is Hannah's homecoming look, season one. I know it's not a favorite for a lot of people. It's so iconic for me. And I remember wanting to base my junior year prom look off of it. But the dress that I wanted, there was like a whole like snafu with the company that shipped it out. It was like the same color. It's like her turquoise dress. It sort of got like feathers at the bottom. And then she had like.
I can't believe this made your list.
I know. I love.
Oh my God, Melissa should have been a nightmare.
Oh, her hair.
In this episode.
Hannah's got like her hair and she's got the smoky eye. And I just remember thinking she looked so glamorous and beautiful. And that was like a look I would love to wear.
And I loved the scene when, I mean, I hated how Sean was acting, but the scene where she comes back during the daytime dress like that for her pictures. Yes. I have one more, sorry, to put back for Arya's worst. Oh, well, actually, when you Google Arya's worst outfit, it turns out there's lots to
There
look
are
at.
A lot that come up. Yeah, no, there are. That was the outfit I was trying to describe. That was the outfit I was trying to describe, but I got the colors wrong. But yes, when I said the maxi skirt with the belt and the tank, that was the outfit. I have that one screenshotted as well. I also, the one where she looks like kind of Amish when she's got like the like cream color turtleneck and the burgundy V-neck sweater over it with like a cross necklace. It's just like,
why were we trying so many patterns?
I know.
Also, okay, two more things. One is, sorry, we went back into the bad. When Spencer has that like, newsboy cap on that's like a bunch of patches.
Yeah. Oh, that.
Anytime a hat's being worn, but I'm looking for it's a specific horrific, outfit where Arya has her hair. It's Hannah and Melissa's hair reminded me of this because it's in a ponytail and it's like puffed up, you know, and they're in Spencer's kitchen. Let me see. It came up when I Googled her earring.
Was this like a big memory moment or?
No.
Okay. I don't remember it then. I only remember
Melissa. No. This is Arya.
I'm joshing. Well, you said Melissa.
No, Melissa and Hannah's hair.
And Arya's got like the punk look going on, and she's got like the big ass silver earrings. Yep. And she's wearing, I think, a green and black striped tank.
No, worse. Almost.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, the way that I really can't see these things in my head is crazy. The amount that I've looked at these photos.
This is insane.
I can't see it.
The feather, the massive earring.
No, crazy, diabolical. Okay. Next up, we were doing our favorite episodes or our dream and nightmare rotation for episodes, which we kind of did in a previous episode. But I'm gonna go quickly through it. So first up on my nightmare is the Noir.
Because I looked obviously. At them differently. Yeah, Noir is on my nightmare as well.
I have the Christmas episode on there.
Well, that's I almost made my list.
That whole thing.
My next one. Noir, Father Knows Best, which is the father-daughter dance.
Oh,
when
my God.
Hannah dances with Lucas. And I think that's also
That's the father-daughter dance when Hannah dances with Lucas?
Isn't it?
No, because the whole thing is like Sean. It's
homecoming.
I'm thinking
of the
that's
episode.
That's why Sean's so mad at her the next day.
Okay, yes. Wait.
At homecoming.
No, but that's not homecoming. He's mad at homecoming. No, this was the dance in like the cafeteria that was decorated all weird. And I think it's when Arya, this isn't Father Knows Best, you're right, but it's when like Arya.
Oh, that's when, what's her name goes?
Babysitter
when,
is there.
Not Siobhan, it's Simone. Yeah.
Yes, the babysitter, she's there. Yes. That, but also the Father Daughter dance could be an honorable mention. But that episode's also when Emily gets fucking wasted. Except I do like in that episode when Emily's walking out and. Arya tries to open her door and Emily goes, I can open my own damn door.
Yeah, and it's so out of character for Emily and out of nowhere.
And
I
the next
it.
Is Know Your Frenemies, which let me refresh my memory.
Yeah, which
on
one is
what
that?
That one was. It took me a second to find it because I like remembered one scene from it and I was like, what? Well, wait, let's click on Father Knows Best and see if I remember why I put this. Sorry. I promise I'm getting there. Jesus Christ. Okay. I don't remember why I put that on there. Anyway. Okay, let me Google this. This might be the cupcake episode. Oh, yes. Because we get, like, the flashback to the bulimia, and then we see that. And it's also the scene where Spencer sees Toby crying in the
alley. Yeah. Oh, forgot that. She's like, hey!
Boy, I actually think I'm gonna get...
Why are you crying?
I might get some flack for having said that, and that might have been a mistake to put on my list. But that was a gut feeling. That's why it ended up there. Everybody relax. Put your pitchforks down.
Okay. Next on my list is...
That was a hard episode.
Yeah, no, for sure. The Ravenswood episode. I just, like, I don't like the supernatural element.
But I don't like Caleb leaving Hannah.
I like that, and I like Allie being like, I'm here, did you miss me?
That was so
But I just hate what it signifies for the show. The branch off to Ravenswood. I hate Caleb leaving, all that.
Maybe another one that I would put on the list is, and I don't know, I can't find the episode title right now, but when Caleb and Hannah finally address what happened in Ravenswood, and, like, we canonically bring in a way that was even more solid than Ravenswood, is the supernatural. And
I know Caroline
and I can't get behind that.
I know, we talked about that with Sarah too. Yeah, when they leave the cabin and we see all the fireflies and it's supposed to be Miranda, like, give me a break. Fucking break. Okay, favorite episodes. These for me, I don't think have changed, even though I didn't look at that list for making this, but I think that these are just my favorite episodes. The Mona A reveal, obviously. The season 2 finale. It's such a perfect episode. It's so good. It's so satisfying, honestly. It had that shock value. Like, it's just chef's kiss. A perfect episode. I love it. So that's my first one.
Mine is, that was on there, but then also A Dangerous Game, which is, I don't think I listed that initially. That's when the fire at Thornhill happens.
And Allie,
Spencer,
like,
and Toby
them.
Are both being A, okay. And they are like,
and the plane lands. Mm-hmm. The plane is crazy. I'm like, what are
I just feel like that
slip?
Was such an intense finale. It was I thought that was a strong
episode. It was, definitely. Okay, the first Halloween episode. I think it's called, like, The First Secret or something, which, again, that's we already talked about in a previous Punch Bowl, but I love that episode. I love the background we get. I like that we get a moment of Jenna not being blind, and we get to see that she actually really is a certified hottie. Like, you know, she's a certified hottie in that episode, and she's such competition.
Speaking of
for
when
Allie.
Jenna wasn't blind, I love the scene. This isn't in that episode, or I think in any episodes we've listed, but when Hannah puts her hands on Jenna's car and says, "What a sight for sore eyes."
No, that is such a
and
fucking good
it's
scene.
Little things like that where I'm like, yeah, Hannah is fucking smart because that's quick.
Yes, exactly.
Quick-witted.
She's
she
so quick-witted.
She couldn't have been sitting on that.
No, and that is, like, exactly. She's so quick-witted. Anyone who says
like
otherwise is insane.
Someone was writing a script for her.
Phoebe, you might be onto something with this. Oh, my God.
My next one is, and this, we definitely didn't mention this in the last time we talked about this, and Caroline's going to strongly disagree, but the two episodes that are in New York.
Really?
I love an episode like that.
Oh, my God. But two
where
of
they explain things for you. And then also that's when Arya gets the skin of a killer.
Yeah, I know.
Ezra's shot.
Like,
all that stuff. We see that crazy scene
City.
At the playground.
Yeah, the playground scene is insane. I mean, it's all insane. Like, and also, isn't that when we learn about him knowing about Allie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. It's just so much talking.
I guess another one, I do love that time, and I guess I could put this in plot lines, but when Arya discovers the book on Ezra's coffee table.
So good. That's such a good.
And then when they get through the ski lift.
The ski lift
my
is crazy.
One,
we get that epic crying face moment.
Oh,
wait,
it's so
it's
good.
It's my turn, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
It's literally
she's never
my
live
turn.
That face down.
Pilot. Pilot.
Ooh,
how
I didn't
could
even
it not
put
be?
Pilot on there.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Well, it was on my last
the
list.
Best
it was
episode.
On my last
it's
one.
So
I just mean,
good.
Like, I just forgot. And it's kind of a given at this point.
I know. It's so nostalgic. It's so well done. It gives
and
you
again,
just
I mean,
everything that you need.
I can't wait to see what we think about Gossip Girl, but I do think that's like the most perfect pilot we've ever seen.
I do too. I mean,
Glee's up
I
there.
Think Gossip Girl is a really, 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 really strong pilot as well, but it'll be interesting. We'll have to like get into that. That'll be like something that we'll talk about on a Tuesday episode, you know, be like comparing those two things. So this really isn't the end of the Pretty Little Liars discourse, okay? Your last one.
My last one is A Perfect Storm, which is the SAT getting rained out.
Oh, that is such a good one. And who knows where the time goes? Why are you acting like that hurt your ears?
I take it back.
I just sounded fierce. Come on. And then Ezra standing in the rain.
I got a haircut for you.
Covered in rain. So good. And then, that's since you wore that fucking hat there. Okay, so weird. Anyway, all right. Next up is characters. Let's get into our characters. Nightmare and Dream. Listen up, Road Warriors. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods is taking the stress out of gifting. They've got thousands of unique, high-quality finds you're not going to see anywhere else. So don't wait, okay? You know the most meaningful gifts are the ones that get scooped up the fastest, so now is the perfect time to cross those names off your list. Uncommon Goods is the best because they look for products that are high quality, unique, and they're often handmade or made in the US, and a lot of them are even crafted by independent artists and small businesses, which makes every gift feel just even more meaningful and truly one of a kind. I'm actually giddy over a gift I found, and I'm getting it for literally all of my friends, including Phoebe. So Phoebe, shut your ears. It's the New York Times Games Premium Puzzle Book. You guys, first of all, the cover is so cool. It is going to look stunning on your coffee table. But it has hundreds of the games we love, like Wordle and Crosswords and Trivia, and it's all in this gorgeous hardcover book. Like, I'm just imagining, okay, you're bringing this to a Christmas grab bag party, and everyone is fighting over it, and you're like, oh my God, they're fighting over something that I brought. It's going to feel electric, okay? I've never seen this before. I was literally so excited when I saw it on Uncommon Goods. Moral of the story is that Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. It doesn't matter, y'all. You're going to find thousands of new gift ideas that you're not going to find anywhere else. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/prettylittlepodcast. That's uncommongoods.com/prettylittlepodcast for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Listen up, Road Warriors. I have got to tell you about this book I just finished, Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher. I truly didn't know a romance starring a demon hero could be so cozy.
Okay, I actually did know that, but it's not a competition. Guys, Guardian Demon is the ultimate forbidden romance novel, but it still keeps it upbeat and fun, and it's giving major star-crossed lovers vibes, which we famously love.
Totally. The grumpy sunshine trope is becoming one of my faves. I could not put this book down. My phone was literally on Do Not Disturb all weekend thanks to this New York Times bestseller.
So if you want to be a well-read hottie like us, then grab your copy of Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher. It's available wherever books are sold in print and in ebook, but the Gorge Deluxe first printing is only available for a limited time. So run, don't walk. Dream. Do you want to start with Dream or Nightmare? We've been doing Nightmare, so let's start with Nightmare. You can go first.
Paige.
Paige is also first on mine, and even if we didn't have a personal tie-in here, she's my least favorite on and off the show. I just, like, I can never get behind her. I think it's such a disservice to Emily. That's such massive love story
for her. It really is, like, a stain on Emily's character. Not her character, just Emily's character
integrity,
but, like, when you look at each of these characters individually, that's a stain on it.
It's a bummer that we have to about Emily for so long, and she, like, kept going back. It's, like, toxic relationship, like, 101.
And we should have made it more like Spencer's early relationships, Arya's flings. Like, why did Emily have to be, like, such a relationship girl?
I know. Why couldn't she have had more? Yeah, exactly. Like, more flings. I just don't really get it. Like, we loved the short-lived kind of flings, except with, what's her name? Sabrina.
Sandoval.
Sabrina and Talia.
Oh, okay. I didn't mind Sabrina. I liked Sabrina.
Well, it just, like, went away one day and never came back.
Oh, right. Caroline just has unresolved feelings.
I'm just like, I just feel like Emily just always got the short end of the fucking stick. I just feel like she
agree.
Did. And it ended with her getting the short end of the stick because she got divorced.
Caroline will never let us forget, no matter how much I'm trying.
No, I won't. I really won't. Okay, next on yours, because Paige is also on mine.
Okay, Byron.
Oh, that's a good one. He sucks. God, he sucks. Next up on mine, you're going to hate this. Toby? Lucas.
Oh.
Toby? The look on Phoebe's face. Toby? Oh my God, how could you? Toby? No, of course not Toby. What would Toby have done to be my least favorite, my nightmare?
We fucking hate him right now.
No, I don't fucking hate him. Why do you think I hate him? Because he didn't know it was Spencer. It wasn't Spencer.
You freaking act like you hate him.
I don't hate him for that. I just am like, I'm just like, I won't forget.
I don't hate you for putting Lucas on the list. I can't lie and say when I was brainstorming who to put on my dream list, he didn't very quickly fly through my brain.
He didn't make it on there.
He wouldn't even made it in top 10. But he did kind of fly through there as a contender for a second.
That makes my blood actually curdle, just so you know.
Anyway. Nightmare over anybody else you could have put on there.
Yeah, because here's the thing, he gives me the heebie-jeebies, and I've always said it. And he just does, and I can't actually control that. I can't control who gives me the heebie-jeebies, and he sure does. So there's that. Number two, he does, like, fucked up stuff, and he's a little bit of an incel vibes. Like, he doesn't, I'm sorry, he just, nothing he could do really makes it up to me. I feel like he kind of, like, lied to Hannah at the end here with, like, the clothing stuff. Like, I feel like he wasn't on the up and up with her.
A's fault.
Was it that he didn't tell her that there were, like, no investors up there?
He was trying to be nice and get her to do
something.
Yeah, but
it wasn't, because what happens when she gets up there and there are no investors? And then it's like, why did you lie? Because
you scrambled
Hannah
some people
was
together.
About going to this meeting.
Hannah was under the impression that they had already been investing, and it was more like that was the pitch for them to invest.
And he lied to her about that.
Whatever. Caroline's such a moaner defender and can't let anybody else make a mistake. A kid can't have a kid feeling.
I think I've let plenty of people have mistakes. I'll name one, Allison.
Allison and Mona are allowed to have kid feelings, but not Lucas.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
I can't have a kid feeling.
I don't. What is that? What is that? What is I can't have a kid feeling? What is that?
Taylor from Love Island.
I'm sorry. Oh my God. The way that you acted, I thought it was going to be a Taylor Swift lyric. The way that you were like,
no.
What? How could you not know this? It's Taylor.
I still feel that way.
Okay, well, now it's in
Do
my.
Do you remember that?
Not really. I'm sorry. That show has 900 episodes. Phoebe, the show has 900 episodes.
When they're standing up there and Alandria confronts him about, like, his relationship with Clark, and she's like, you're acting like a kid. Like, I don't need to give you these kid feelings. And he goes, I can't have a kid feeling.
That's awesome. No, I didn't really. Yeah,
and
no,
so
Lucas
many people
would,
like,
not have a kid
that.
Feeling because Lucas's whole thing is he's like, I'm not a kid, and you guys are all freaking
okay. I was
you guys are the
kid
real
is, like,
losers.
Interchangeable, like, he can't make a mistake,
not as many as he did, and not the types of mistakes that he did. And he can't make those, he certainly cannot make those mistakes and give me the heebie jeebies, which he does.
Caroline, so Mona has pretty privilege,
absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Also, Renee Rapp / Olivia Rodrigo, why haven't you written a song called Pretty Privilege yet?
I think Renee Rapp kind of did. And the PM of the pretty girls.
No, but that's not. No.
Of the pretty girls.
No.
The kiss of the
that's
pretty girls.
That's not what
girls.
I want.
Okay.
A song called Pretty Privilege. About pretty privilege.
All right.
That's not what that song's about.
Oh, no. I actually just realized who's writing that song, and I can't do it. God damn it. Oh, my God. Okay. Who's next on your nightmare?
Tom.
Marin. Oh, I hate that guy. Two thumbs down for that guy. Worst dad ever. Well, maybe not ever. Well, maybe he is. Who's worse?
Who?
Byron or Tom? Who's worse?
Tom, I guess.
It's like,
but, like,
kind
like,
of
a hair.
It's like, I know, literally by the skin of his teeth.
Literally.
Is that a thing? Skin of your teeth?
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't think you used it right.
Penniless is fine by the hair of his teeth.
Hair of his seat.
I know it's seen of his face.
It's also.
His penis is fine by the hair of his teeth.
Caroline just invented a new.
New Hamilton lyric just dropped. New Hamilton lyric just dropped.
Wait, did
his
you see
the
new?
Is fine by the seat of his teeth. There's a hair of his teeth. What?
You actually have to get it kind of wrong every time, so you have to re say it live in the musical. That's the remix.
That's how it's really hard to sing along. It's hard to do it karaoke because of that line.
Because it's different every time. Every karaoke track is unique. It's like a number.
Yeah, so cool. It's like a number. Ever heard of it? It's like a number. My turn. Shower.
Oh, good. That's
God,
a good
I
one.
Hated Shower.
She
and
sucked. Terrible actor too.
She really was like pointless Loki in the end.
Yeah. Which and it's another crazy thing. It's like, why are we giving these characters to Emily?
Why? Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, can she have good flings? Can she have flings that mean something? Hello?
Samara? I'm never going to forgive Claire Holt. And actually, I'm at a point in time where Claire Holt gets the blame right now.
I'm still shipping Semele. Sememele.
Well, I'm still shipping. I'm still at the Memele restaurant.
I'm still at the Memele restaurant. But if I can't be there, I'm at the Sememele restaurant.
And if those I have are the two restaurants else, I'm eating okay, at. Fine. I'm ordering takeout from Emerson.
Yeah, I'm ordering, but I'm ordering takeout. I'm not eating
I'm
there.
Not sitting bad there. They're not getting
there.
A tip from
bad
me.
Fucking vibes in there. I'll tell you that.
DoorDash.
Oh my god, DoorDash vibes.
I'm not even right. Calling.
Dream rotation for characters.
Wait, I have two more. Sorry. Oh. Kate.
Oh yeah, well of course, Kate.
And just the general Rosewood Police Department.
Yeah, they're all and complete Principal Hackett. Villains. And honestly, Ezra should also be on this list, by the way, and Ren and Ian and Talia, yes, and,
yeah. And Wilden.
I'm sure I'm Wilden and Garrett and all of these people. And Byron already was, but like, just so you guys know, they should all be on the list.
I think we should have said for characters we couldn't have picked the liars. We should have done that.
Well, sorry, I did pick the liars for my next one. Wait, you have one more?
No.
Oh, you already did all the Rosewood. Okay. On my dream rotation for characters, first up, guess who?
Hannah!
I'm sorry. It's actually so rare that I started the show being like, she's one of my favorite characters, and I'm ending the show saying the same fucking thing.
And even more so.
She's a down-ass bitch. Like, she's true to That's herself. My girl. We love that. She's true to her. True to your heart. You must be true. Fuck! True to your heart.
Guys, I actually want Caroline to have this drink while we record more, because that had on a different day that absolutely could have made her have a different reaction than that.
They don't know about the drink.
Oh, well, she's having the same drink she had Tuesday.
If you want to know what the drink, listen to the Tuesday episode. True to your heart, it must be true to your heart. When the heavens are apart, and baby, shower you with my love. Open your eyes, your heart can tell you no lies. Cause when you're true to your heart, when you're true to your heart, you know what's gonna lead you straight to me. No, this was when Disney stars would remake famous Disney songs. Remember those?
Okay. So what was like this?
Selena did Cruella de Vil.
Yes, Cruella. I love that song.
You know
song.
What I mean? So I don't know who I love did that song, one, by though. The way. Maybe True to Your Heart. Oh my God, this is funny. True to Your Heart. Hang on. True to Your Heart, Disney. Okay, sorry. Side note, I'm getting wicked nails tomorrow. And I'm challenging Cindy with this one.
Oh, I remember.
I sent her at like 2 a.m. I was like, can you do this or what? And she was like, girl, I can do that. And then it's so funny because I was like, okay, first week of November, see you then. And then I never followed up. And then she messaged me last night. She was like, hey, just remember you said first week of November. So I just want to, you know, in case you needed to come.
Legends.
And I was like, work, I love that. Are you free tomorrow? So anyway, yeah, tomorrow I'm going and getting my wicked nails done and I can't freaking wait. Okay. Who was
number
on
one's
dream?
Hannah.
Okay. Next on mine is Mona.
It's number two.
Were you surprised by that? Oh, it's number two on yours too. Did you look at my paper? Eyes on your own fucking paper. How about that? Jesus Christ. Eyes on your own paper. Next on mine. I'm like nervous to say it because Phoebe's immediately gonna write it down on hers.
Oh, you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Spencer.
My God, Phoebe, how did you look at my paper? Because mine is Spencer.
Guys, it's actually kind of crazy.
That's actually historical. It's groundbreaking and making historical memories.
I can't wait for all of our kids to read about that in their textbook.
No way. We had all the three same ones.
That's wild.
Phoebe.
That's why Phoebe. We should have not done the liars.
That's why we're stay with me for that's why we're fraternal twins.
Okay, well, let's think of some other characters. Aria is off
it's
my
so
is nightmare.
Aria doesn't get to be on the list.
Vivi, honorable mention.
Vivi, honorable agree. Mention. Sorry, you're gonna hate this, but as an Melissa core, Melissa Hastings, honorable dream.
Melissa Ashley.
Yeah, Ashley.
Ella when she's on the stage.
Lieutenant Butterscotch. Ella, when she's on the stage. I know it's
phenomenal.
I know it's.
Boy, is she difficult, but can she sing?
but God, the bitch can sing. Addison, sorry.
Addison, sorry. Early seasons, Allison. Big
Addison.
Al.
I said Addison.
I know. I agree, but I'm also saying Big Al.
Okay, early. Yeah, Big Al only. Big Al. Tell them what I'm doing.
I see you.
Don't worry. We'll come back to that. Okay, well, that's actually so epic, though. That's we watched crazy. The show the exact same way, which is how I like it. All right. Let's get into some of our lines. Dream rotation, nightmare rotation for the lines of the show.
Wait, you want to go first? Plot lines.
Plot lines of the show. Uh-oh.
I was afraid that you had specific lines written down.
I do, actually.
Oh. We're on nightmare?
Yeah, do you have any lines written down?
No, but I have 6 plot lines.
Okay, well, I'm going to do the lines first because I also have plot lines. So I'm just going to go through my list.
Did I miss a text?
Maybe.
That wasn't written down.
I don't know if it was.
It wasn't. Because I copied and pasted it into my doc.
Well, it was my list, so I'm going to just read them. You're, like, mad because I'm stealing the show now.
guys, I really hope Caroline gets sponsored by this freaking drink.
Shut up about this fucking drink. This is who I am.
I know. Well, actually, yes, it absolutely is who you are.
You're so annoying. Like, you hate me sober.
Not true.
Phoebe can't stand to be around me or talk to me or have a conversation with me, but I'm sober. Oh my God. Okay. Lines that I love. Dreamer lines. Dream rotation lines. First up. Just assume it's Spencer, you know, slutting it up.
Oh yeah, that would be on my list if I had known we were doing this.
So good. Yeah. Your mouth. I feel like I said it verbally to you. I do.
When like would you have said that verbally to
last me? Time we were recording and we talked about this.
No. That also doesn't count.
No.
Okay, and while you do this, I'll be right back.
You're going to go find lines and write them down because you can't stand me having the spotlight for 1 second.
No, because I would sit here and do that and not listen to you.
You're literally not going to listen. It's only fun if it's a conversation. Okay, but yeah, she's pointing to her headphones like a fucking biatch. All right. Next up is I see you because it had to be on this list. I see you. I see you. I see you. Let's try again. I see you. That one might have been it. I see you, Phoebe. Phoebe's trying to give me actual inspiration. Phoebe's now drinking because she feels left out that I am in a mood and she wants to be in a party mood too. It's like, okay, well, it's Steeler Sunday. Of course I'm in a party mood.
Exactly. Well, I figure it's now before game time.
This is called Giggly and I'm giggly. So there's that. All right.
Use a good one.
Next is whisper, whisper, whisper. It's almost like Allison is still here. I love that.
If that one's on your list, I really hope. I may be blind, but I can see a bitch from a mile away.
It is honorable mention. I almost put it on here, but I didn't want to put more than one Jenna line because I don't like Jenna. Next is, what does NAT stand for? Need a therapist? That's Allie. That's such a good one. Need a therapist? Okay, next up is, oh, Emily, I borrowed your car. I have my own set of keys. When we find out that Mona has her own set of Emily's keys. So, and then, of course, I had to include call off your techno boy toy or I tell the cops what your mom hides in the lasagna box. I'm sorry. The English language is beautiful because it came up with that sentence. It allowed us to write that sentence.
And that's and this whole show is a testament to that.
Absolutely. The English language, first and foremost. My nightmare lines, I have always fucking hated this. Arya, you're a killer, not Ezra's wife. What?
Well, also because it just never made sense.
It makes makes no sense. And it sounds
stupid. Had she killed someone yet?
I don't remember if she had.
No, I don't
think she had. It was when Mona was in Radley, I think, right?
It was just a thing for them to figure out. Because they go, where were we? And it was just the website. Which also was a nothing burger.
Yeah.
That's actually okay. Adding that to this list.
Then Arya saying, it's this new thing I'm trying, embracing the creepy. And then also...
You're making chicken, oh my gosh.
Chicken, what's oh my gosh. Occasion? I'm a vegan. You knew that, right?
Oh, well, best
line last episode I had
be...
a cheeseburger. Okay.
Best line ever could be, can I get a cheeseburger?
Can I get a cheeseburger? Oh, am I invisible?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Am I actually invisible? Oh, hello.
You've seen me sitting here this whole time,
goes,
right?
What the hey? Hey, what the hey?
You know what's saying I hate that like people I only notice people say more shoot recent, as I've gotten older. Well, I hate that. You know that. Is fucking A.
It's just never been in my vocab. Like,
and I've just never understood. Like, I don't really know what we're saying.
Fucking A. It doesn't really, like, it's not like, it doesn't, like, hit.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I would rather say, like, this other one that's really bad, so I'm not going to say it. Okay. And then last on my nightmare lines is, God, Hannah, you have all the subtlety of a hand grenade. That's Spencer saying that to Hannah. Hey, step off. Step off. Step off. Step off. What is that from?
I hate any line about Hannah, but I also...
You try.
I can't be that loud. I can't be.
I'm not even being that loud.
You have to clip this. You have to clip this.
Do you want me to clip that?
You have to.
No.
His mom and dad would love that.
I don't care. I don't actually care what they would love. They don't listen to this podcast, so who cares?
I hate the scene.
That was about
the scene where Arya. Okay, stop.
I'm not doing it anymore. I'm just doing it to myself. I'm whispering it to myself. You can't even. No, you can't even hear me, Phoebe. Say whatever you need to say.
Why is this interaction Loki stepbrothers coded? Me saying,
I'm going to teabag you from saying. We didn't even tell the family about our wholesome family. The family. We didn't tell the listeners about the wholesome family moment when I was like so stressed one day and I came upstairs and Phoebe was home and dad was like cackling to himself watching his stepbrothers alone. And we go in and the four of us just watched it like 25 minutes of stepbrothers.
And we all said the same thing about the scene where they're singing in the car that is Caroline and Anthony.
But if I'm Derek.
But Caroline's Adam Scott.
Oh, it's so good.
And it's
good.
Actually, honestly, that continues to be the truth because me and Lily could probably be in a treehouse and you could come up and show your six pack.
And show
us.
My rock hard abs. Thank you for acknowledging that I at least have them. Okay, moving along.
I just hate the line where Hannah comes in to confront Arya or to tell Arya about everything that the guy had been doing, Ella's boyfriend. She says,
Arya's like, well, Hannah, and you were probably wasted. Like a slut. Oh, Arya, like, no, Arya actually deserved like a swirly for that. Like, that is so fucked
at the very least.
Say.
At least the message in her fucking molar.
Well, guess what, Arya? Hannah's been through some shit, unlike you. I know she's been through shit, you guys. I can't wait to not have to deal with like the Ezra stands anymore. Like, can't wait.
And the people who are more strict about it, too. Like, both sides of it. People that can't be quite normal about it. You know what I mean?
I do. I do get that. Okay, now let's do the plot lines. You can start. Nightmare.
Nightmare, Paige and Emily. Start to finish.
Paige love story as well. There is not one moment that sticks out that's worse than the other, except for karaoke and her drowning her and her forcing herself on her car. Actually, right. All the moments are bad. Like, I'm sorry. I hate that storyline so much. It's honestly a damn shame that they drag it on so fucking long throughout the show. It is... If I didn't love the show so much, it would make it borderline unwatchable for me. It just would.
Agree, because she's in so much of it.
I know this one's going to be on yours, Malcolm. Arya, yes. Having a kid. I know that's you hate there. That storyline. And that storyline just sucks so much. It's like so pointless. Maggie, I mean, yeah, is it fun to have Bianca from 10 Things I Hate About You? Of course, but like,
but especially
it's just so
it ends
pointless.
Up not even being...
Not his kid. And it has no point there. And it's like also such a... It's surprising me to... Like left it in because it's such a stark moment of like, hey, Arya's a kid. She shouldn't have to deal with problems like this. Like it's so in your face so early. You know what I mean? When he's like actively, I think her teacher too at that point. And like, it's just like, these are issues that a teenage girl shouldn't have to deal with. And it's very in your face in that storyline. So if they're trying to get us on board, it seems weird that that's like such a big thing. Okay. What's next for you?
Hannah's bad girl era.
Aww. I kind of love it. Why did you hate it?
Oh, actually, here's what I'll do to make it better. I will combine that with Caleb's haunted era because I feel like they were complimentary a little bit.
Yeah. I can't do that.
I don't want you to.
Why? Because you're jealous? Phoebe, I'm singing. I'm a singer. You can't stop me from doing this.
I'm
you can't
singer.
Stop me from singing.
That's what I do.
I'm a singer. It's what I do. I can't wait to get there. It's what I do. Anywho. Okay, next on mine is Meredith and her drugging Arya and, like, putting her in the fucking basement. Huh? Like, that whole thing. And it's just, like, the fact that, like, if anything is making me feel bad for Arya, you know what's on my nightmare plot rotation. You know what I mean? Like, I just I don't like to feel that feeling. So, yeah. Next
My
for
next
you?
One is, well, it was Balcom, which we already did. My next one is Arya's tryst with Riley on a college visit.
Oh my God, dude, that is one of mine too. I hated her college visit and like her bad girl era. And that one, it was just very odd. Weird. Hate that. It's on my list also.
I mean, but what I did love, and I think it's in that episode, maybe the episode right before, when she goes to Ezra's apartment and she like tears that shit apart.
Epic. So good.
That was good. That
turns
was good
it
stuff.
Into like a break it all room. I love it. It's giving first episode, first date of Becca Kufrin's Bachelorette season with Blake Horseman. Okay. I'm putting the whole Karasimi group storyline. I just it was like boring. Like I just didn't care.
That reminds me. One I'm gonna put on here is actually
Ashley and Jason.
The like airput.
I'm going to the airport.
With that pilot, like all that stuff. Like I just didn't.
Yeah, Arya flying a plane. Yeah, right.
Women can't be
way
pilots.
Too many carbon emissions. There's no way she's fucking getting in the cockpit.
Women can't be pilots.
Well. That's a given, Phoebe. Of course, everybody knows that. Literally, everybody knows that. Well, also the Ashley Jason and that one moment of Ashley and Byron. Hate that too.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
And then I also put on here. Well, I'm tying it in with like Caleb's thing, like the whole Miranda Ravenswood plot line.
Yeah,
I just
on my list too.
fucking hated it. Mm-hmm. And I'm never gonna watch that spinoff. You cannot make me. None of you can make me. None of you have that power over me. Okay?
Yeah, no one's even tried, which says more about it.
People have tried.
Yeah, but not in a way that's, like, really strong.
Phoebe, you're, like, so not in my DMs. They're flooded every day. They're like, Caroline, watch Ravenswood. And I'm like, guys.
My last one is Maya's website, which Caroline just reminded me about. I don't understand why we couldn't have... There could have been so many other ways for Emily to have these last couple messages from Maya. I understand you wanted a creepy Radley moment or, like, all these things, but, like, it just felt, and also I hate that it sets us up for Paige to come in and comfort Emily because Paige like walks in on Emily watching those videos crying.
Despicable.
And like, spoons
and she
her,
exploits
and like,
her sadness. And
this is something Paige was always really good at doing.
Yes. No, Paige was an expert at doing that, which is, hey, by the way, toxic relationship 101, babes.
And then Andrew was queen at playing like sad girl.
Yes. My life is so hard. Shut the fuck up. I want to backhand her.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, last thing on my plot lines is Allison marrying Rollins. I just like I hated it. Hated their whole honeymoon era. Obviously hated how it ended, but like that whole thing, I was just like, God, get me out of this situation.
Mm-hmm. No, that's over.
Anything else on yours?
No, that's it.
Okay, Dream. First up, I'm sorry, Caleb, start to finish. I love how their love story starts. I love how it ends. I will even put that on here with the
Can I challenge you?
Okay,
and I actually
thought
we should have put this on the nightmare.
What?
The beginning of the relationship. And I know that he stopped doing this, but this was something that I recently remembered, was when he was helping Jenna and kind of started dating Hannah to get closer to Hannah.
Okay. Fuck yourself for reminding me of that, actually. That was
as a podcast.
What are we ancient history? I don't even care about that anymore. He made it up to her.
Okay.
No, I just love them and I don't want to be reminded of bad stuff. And I thought it was good enough that I was overlooking the Spela blip, but you had to throw something else in there, which is annoying, of course. Which is obviously annoying, but okay, fine. I'm still putting this as my favorite storyline. One of my favorite storylines. And okay, you can't take that away from me.
Perfect.
You actually can't. Don't try.
Okay.
Your turn.
The skin of a killer. I know this isn't one of their plot lines. It's more one of ours, but...
Yeah, but that counts. I mean, but it is one of their plot lines because somebody says it at some point. And
no,
whether they like it or not, they do
they may
develop
say it
the skin
Twilight.
Of a killer. Oh, no one ever says they have the skin of a killer? Wait, for
I don't
real?
Think so. He said that.
Wait, Emily never says that? Oh, he thought Emily, like, that's a line in the show. Like, I thought she says it. And then we said,
and then Emily's like... This is gonna be a killer now.
Oh my God.
I think we made that
up. We are pure geniuses. Because I can't even tell. Our storylines, apart from the writer's room, like, I cannot tell what is what. Can't tell which way is up. I just,
and
Hamlet's just, like, bopping around, like, doesn't know which way's up. How many references can I fit into this episode?
That's so good. Which I can't wait to see that movie. Every time I see the trailer, I like burst with happiness and sadness.
I was like, Hamnet. What movie?
I think the kid's name was Hamnet, but I think his character maybe is one of the other characters.
Okay.
He's the blonde one, maybe. Does that ring a bell?
I don't know.
I haven't read it in the last week, everybody. All right, sue me.
You haven't read it at all.
That's what I'm saying. The last week I said I was going to read it, and I saw read it or bought it.
Yeah. Oh, so you have no plans to read it even. Okay.
Oh, I do. Okay. Maybe Caroline could get me that for Christmas if she hasn't already gotten me a cameo from Pat Regan.
You're going to wait that long.
Which that is a subtle reminder, not so subtle, that I did ask for that.
Okay. Well.
Wait, one of my favorite cameos is Lisa Vanderpump, who, like, if she does cameos for, like, a wedding or a bachelorette party, she'll go, here, you're doing it in Scottsdale. You know, we're opening up there soon. Just kind of wondering, where's my invite? Maybe I'll get invited to the wedding. She, like, will say, like, all God, these...
She, like, starts roasting Loki.
She'll say, like, ever in all these videos, she says it, why wasn't I invited?
And okay.
She honestly says it with the timbre that I'm like, she
like wanted to be invited. She's low-key, like, serious, bit,
like, she maybe would have come.
I loved the Pat Regan cameo where he asks the girls to be the bridesmaids.
so good.
Fucking funny. Like, talk about putting effort, earning your fucking keep. I love it. Okay.
Yeah, so it's gonna be
cooler. Okay, next on mine is Spencer's amphetamine addiction. Sorry, I know it's not like a good storyline, but it's Oh, it's so good. I love it. I love Spencer's whole, like, going kind of insane arc. I think it rules. So, yeah, that. The other two on mine are, like, not. I'm like, meh.
This was harder. What's next on yours? Down.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. It's hard.
Yeah.
Well, just one more thing about The Skin of a Killer is specifically when Arya's in the computer lab in her hat.
Obviously.
Watching Shauna's.
Which is the photo for our group chat with Megan Alvarez.
I am going to. Okay, I'll go with Mona being A generally just because I think it's the cleanest. It was so shocking because of who they had made Mona to be.
Yes.
And it was truly unbelievable that she could have done any of what she did.
Fully agree.
And I love that line where she goes, she's sitting in the chair and she's like, now these girls are going home and sleeping with their windows open and their doors unlocked. Don't they know that's what we want?
Oh, so good.
I also love, okay, this I'll put on my list. This will be my last one. When Hannah says she's going to confess to the murder of Wilden, I believe.
And then Mona does it.
But we see at first the way they edit that together where we see Hannah rehearsing over and over again. And then we start intersplicing it with other things. And then we go to the police station. We think it's going to be Hannah and we see Mona. It's almost similar to when Mona's in the police station after she's revealed as A. And she's sitting there with a blanket on with a blank stare at the window. But this time she's very aware and she's sitting and they close the blinds. And I think we even get a shot of like her high heels. Like,
I think you're right. I have Mona and Mike and like their love story. I just think that's a good one. Sweet. And
in my reality, they end up together. I know she ends up with that man in France, but Mike would have done the same thing.
Maybe Mike shows up to Paris one day and he's just like, she's like, he was just so down.
I don't
for
need
her.
These people in my basement anymore.
I know. But even if he does, even if she does, like, I feel like he's like, okay. Like, he's like, I'm not scared of that. You know what I mean? He's like, sure. And then I also had to put the Spencer and Alex storyline because that was just such, like, one of those, like, first storylines that sucked us into the show.
Well, I loved them.
It was so good. It was so
never forget.
Over
I mean, he is
soon.
He's the catalyst for our Senorita Awesome
scene. I know. And it's honestly, it's an example of, like, it's an example of you either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. Because, like, all of these, like, Samara, Alex, these love stories that were over too soon were, like,
they didn't get enough time. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Because they would have had to fuck up eventually. But, Caroline, I have a question.
What?
Can I get a pumpkin spice latte? I want it freezing, though.
And just regular milk for me, you know, any of that. I don't even know the rest of the session. I want it freezing, though.
I can't. And then he goes,
hey, what's your name? Senorita.
Senorita Awesome. Awesome.
Senorita Awesome? Ever heard of it? Okay.
And hey, guys, what's crazier is it works.
And what's crazier is hook, line, and sinker, okay? All right, our last rotations to go through are how the A messages are delivered, right? Okay, let's start with Nightmare. And again, these are like, yeah, they're nightmares, but they're also kind of epic and iconic. I don't really know, but like, first up on mine is...
I'm doing Nightmare in a sense of lame as fuck.
Oh, I'm doing Nightmare as like, this is fucking horrifying.
Oh, well, that's fine.
So it'll be a good combo. First on mine is writing on Hannah's cast. Sorry about losing my temper, my bad.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Like, crazy to imagine A being in the hospital after hitting her with the car. Like, holy freaking moly. I think that, and that's one of like the first ones I think.
Well,
we get
also
that's,
imagine
like, really
if
unique.
Hannah had woken up and Mona was doing that.
I know, it's so risky. We love it. Yeah. So good.
Mine is the letter to Emily in the pilot being the first A message that Emily gets.
Oh yeah,
because I think that's when our joke started that like A only could communicate through carrier pigeon at a certain.
Oh
point.
Yeah. I forgot about that joke, actually. God, we are so funny. We have so many fucking good jokes. You guys should all go re-listen to this entire podcast.
I think some might.
One day I will. Some are, actually. I know some people are, which is so fun and cute. And I can't believe you guys are.
I hope you guys just skip right past all our pop culture stuff, low-key, when you go re-listen.
Why?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, what the hell did we say?
I know. It's true. But honestly, same about the plot of Pretty Little Liars. So.
No, that's different. We're okay, commenting next. On something that's whatever.
Next for me. Oh, wait. These are actually.
Are these your dream?
Yeah, these are my dreams. Sorry. So the cast is my dream. But I'll go to Nightmare now. The dead girls can't smile on the teeth.
That's a good one.
It's just like so fucking harrowing. Like, yeah. And the tooth note, like they kind of go hand in hand with me for that. Just in terms of like, that's an actual nightmare to me. All right, your turn.
I'm gonna do, this is kind of boring to me, but kind of cool because of the, whatever, the intent, like how much they had to do it, but the cereal box that's filled with just A's.
Oh my God, no, that's so good. Did I write that down here? Yes, I did on my dream, though.
It's kind of boring to me.
But it's like, it's just like, how invasive A gets, I think, is so, like, crazy and just makes it so much creepier. Like, it's, like, you literally cannot escape. And also, it's, like, how do they know Emily was going to choose that cereal? How do they know it was going to be that? But, like, yeah, you know what I mean? Right. You got to get in the weeds with it. Okay, and Nightmare, the text that Allie gets of her mom's dead body, and it says, I buried your mom the same way I watched her bury you. Oh, my God. That's and it's crazy. Literally a picture of Jesse covered in dirt, like... That's
okay,
what it is.
This is Nightmare in sense of like never mind. That's not a message. This kind of goes back to punishments, but what I know the dollhouse was on your dream and I agree with that, but specifically in the dollhouse, the little switchboard, them having to do that to each other.
That was horrific,
that like
dude.
Really makes me sick.
Horrible.
My nightmare
was that
message.
One of yours? Okay.
You just go for it.
Are you sure you don't have any more?
Yeah, I have mainly dreams for this.
Okay. The last one for me for Nightmare is the exterminator being sent to Hannah's house to take care of the problem in the basement. Like, I mean, just things like that are so, like, she was so creative with the ways that she could get to the girls. Like, when they thought that blocking A on their phones was going to mean they were free, like, what a fucking joke.
Oh, and then the flyer flies across them.
Oh my God, yes, like all those things, like if you can suspend your disbelief and just fucking enjoy those things,
wait,
they are brilliant.
That Spencer says when they see Mr. Fitz, wait,
nice lugs or something. She like screams nice
no
lugs.
She goes, I see something,
I spy with my little eye something that starts with F. Yeah, and then she goes, nice legs. And Arya's like, oh my God, stop it, you're embarrassing me. Arya getting
like,
embarrassed over that, grow up. Great. Signs you're not old enough for this relationship, girl. Okay, let's get into our dreams for A messages being delivered. So my first one is the cast.
Yeah, that's good. My first is the fortune cookies.
I forgot about the fortune cookies and their Chinese food.
That's what inspired this category.
Or wait,
for me.
Is that the one where they open the Chinese food and it's like dirt and worms? Or is
that's
that
also on my list? That's a different one. They're okay. They're studying at Spencer's when they do that one.
Okay.
But the fortune cookies are when they're in Aria's room. This is after Aria makes that terrible comment to Emily. When she says, which one?
What?
When she says, no, I just think which one is funny because there are options.
Well, of course.
It's when Aria says, but just as friends, I don't want to show up at, like, Samantha Ronson.
Samantha Ronson, yes! Oh my god, the Samantha Ronson joke. That was so crazy. But we loved that little pop culture ref.
I guess. The sensitivity chip, that's a good one, too.
Oh, me and Brad Pitt are missing the same sensitivity chip, yeah.
And we had to Google that reference.
We did not get it. Okay, next for me on A Messages Being Delivered, I love when Emily's in the school alone and act normal bitch shows up on, like, the big school billboard. I think it's so fucking funny. That's and it's really kind of giving one. Original Sin a little bit in my mind. Like it is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I liked the worms. I said worms for lo mein.
Yeah.
I liked the puzzle piece or the whole Allie looking for the puzzle piece in the ugly duckling. And when they're like, we got a gift for your donor, and it has the donor's name on it, and all that stuff. Which reminds me for some reason of another punishment that could be on the nightmare list when they get trapped in the freezer at the ice cream factory.
Oh my god, I forgot about that. Wait, yeah, that was really scary. Mm-hmm. That was very scary. Any of them where they're like trapped.
Oh my god, and when Arya's in that fucking box.
In the oven. Well, in the box and on the death train. Emily being in the box and then sent through like the saw that's cutting.
Yes, that's what I thought that was Arya for some reason. Sorry.
And then Cece's body falls. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a crazy one. But Arya is in the box with Garrett's dead body.
Yes,
on the,
yes. Oh my god, that scene where they like wriggle around and then his face is like it's not like even like his face is next to hers. He's a little higher than her, so his face is like looking down.
Yeah. That's no, horrifying. It's like he's on top of her. It's it's really, really gross.
I am a little bit like Arya. We didn't
know there was Well, Arya was kind of in her own little world. hey, Arya was just thinking about Arya.
No way.
Arya was literally like, she was like, I can't tell there's anyone else in here because I'm just focused on me for a second here. Can we focus on me for a second? Next for me, just because it's so classic, is when A wrote, "It won't be that easy, bitches," and lipstick jungle red on Spencer's mirror.
Ooh, that's a really good
one. And then she records them seeing it from the closet. Like, it's such a good, so creepy. That was a really scary one.
Remember the
that
geraniums?
Whole episode when yes, exactly. And then they're all like neatly put on the counter. Like,
yeah. And then we get that weird like.
And Spencer like drove Ren back. That was like the timeline was so weird in that episode. Wait, what did you say?
We get that at the very end of the episode. We commented on this for like so long when we recorded this episode, but they like. It stops being like a video. It turns into a picture and then it like zooms in.
Yes, they do like the quick zoom. Yes, I remember.
It's weird.
Crazy how these things just actually do exist in my brain. You just have to trigger them with the perfect word. They come right back.
Exactly. Out. My last one, and I know you hate the Christmas episode, but I always loved this aesthetically.
Yeah.
Was Merry Christmas, bitches.
No, it is gorgeous.
When the neon on the barn. Also like the barn being so symbolic of everything. Yes.
I think that, and I love that we just have that image, honestly. If that was the only reason they did it, it was just so we could have it.
And just because this is the last time we're ever, like, talking about it, like, in this kind of way, so much of it, like, some other things that stick out are, like, the baby face mask in the Hastings backyard, like, with the barn in the back, seeing the baby face mask, watching them.
Yes.
It's, like, the setup for that whole haunted house thing is...
Yes. The barn crazy. Aesthetically is so... like nostalgic. It's
with
like
the like branch, the overgrown branches,
especially because our first
good.
Episode, it's so good.
And that scene, I mean, is that in front of the barn too when they're chasing Redcoat Allie and Allie turns around
and she turns around
like, thunder and lightning, the I wind, and she turns around and her hair like goes perfectly and she's
and
like,
it's so beautiful.
Did you miss me
It was
and
such
she says
a gorgeous
it in the
image,
like the perfect way.
I know
that only Allison
I wish that she could have kind of been like preserved in that moment forever, because it's just like all downhill from there. With Allie,
fucking,
you know what I mean?
Sweatshirt.
Yeah,
except for the slap with Mona. Come on.
Well, of course, except for the slap. Oh, the slap is so
and
good.
Kind of like it was very interesting to watch that, where like obviously there's part of it that Mona is going back into her loser Mona time. Mm-hmm. However, another aspect of it is Mona's kind of the queen bee, so it's interesting.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
Like, obviously Hannah and Allie are having that interesting dynamic, but they're also having to explore what the school looks like when like Allie comes back and loser Mona has taken her spot.
Right. Yeah.
One last honorable mention is Spencer lunging across the table screaming at Mona.
I love that. And I love that whole storyline. I think it's so good. I do also have, I had the fashion show on here as one of mine because it was so good, but you already mentioned that. And then the last one that I had was, you rat out tea, I take out one of your three etched in Dispenser's sunglasses.
Ooh, in the sunglasses. Yeah. She's hungover.
Yeah. So
or she's
good.
Like, whatever you are when you're on pills like that.
Yeah. Going through withdrawal and she puts them on and then it's scratched in there.
And then I think she immediately then goes to find drugs.
Probably. She's like, I gotta take the edge off.
That scene where Toby goes to look for his keys and you see Spencer. That's honestly very Scream One coded.
I know. Where, like, it's we see Spencer, and you see him look up and you see her behind. Yeah. No, it's so good. That, I mean, that whole, and that honestly is one of my favorite plot lines, even though it hurts so bad. Like, it was.
But that, so and good. I love that scene where there, I think it's after, I think it maybe is a Halloween episode when Mona, and this is something that Mike recreated when he was at the Warner Bros. Set, was when he was, when Mona is walking back to Radley after having, yeah, it's that, because you posted this on your personal for Halloween, the scene where she's painting the thing and she's escaped, she's walking back in her nurse's outfit and Toby's walking her back.
Yes.
And that's the reveal. He turns around and we're, I mean, you weren't watching at that point, Caroline, like, imagine.
No, I know. I'm like,
imagine
I
being
can't.
A teenager and Spoey being your favorite couple. And Toby turning
that
around.
Happening. No, I know.
And
I mean,
I think they had just had sex for the first time, right?
They did. Yes. Yes. I remember that whole storyline. No, I remember it. It, like, fucked me up. I was, like, so sad about it. Like, it was a
because we
one.
Didn't know what he was doing for a while.
No, we had
so
no idea for
air.
A long time.
And there was such a motive for
And Spencer
him.
Was, like, still fucking around with him. And we were like, what is going on here? Like, yeah. Anyway, well, you guys, that was a lot of fun. That was the ultimate nightmare and dream blunt rotations for Pretty Little Liars. If you're listening to this and you're like, what the heck are these rotations? We do them in our pop culture episodes, so it just made sense that we would bring them here.
It was actually requested.
It's requested by CJ Marie.
We love you.
And we love you. And just all of you guys who have, like, been with us from the beginning, who have listened to the show, who have re-listened to the show. Maybe you came in
who've
halfway.
Who've seen Caroline on a ghost tour.
Who've come and seen me on a ghost tour. Who've met Phoebe, who, like, at just this journey, like, I hate to call it a journey, but that's what it has been. And it
one
has
last
been
mention. Mona is the ghost of Christmas past.
So good. Her outfit. She's gonna monster a hide all. We love it. That should have been our best outfit. That should have been our best hotline.
Mona singing in choir.
And fainting. Mona fainting when she's trying out for the choir solo. Yes, it's so good. Anyway, I mean, we could talk about this forever, but it's also like we have talked about it forever, and it's really, it's time to move on to greener pastures. Not even greener pastures, just it's time to go on to some untapped land that
next
we are gonna world build. We are going to get in that portal from Rosewood to New York, and we're going to live
guys,
there for a little bit.
For my Minecraft players, this is what it's like. You just built a house you love, and you're so happy with how it looks. But it's done, and you can't do much more to
yeah.
it. So you move over to the next plot of land, and you make a new house.
Yes, that's
and it's
what we're
gonna
doing.
Be just as awesome. And also, you've learned something. So it's
you've
probably going to
so
be even
much.
Better.
I really do feel like this next season of our podcast is just going to be even better. I mean, there's going to be something
special.
It is, because
let me tell you why.
Okay.
I didn't take notes for the first 25% of that last
That's actually
podcast we did.
Crazy to think about.
Well, we used to do it scene by scene, so it was like,
notes.
Who cares?
I know, it's true. But we learned so much about how to do this. Phoebe, like, editing this, first of all, just, like, massive props to Phoebe. That's a huge undertaking and so epic. And, like, just everything that we learned, the conversations we've had with people who we never thought we'd meet. Sarah Shepard, I mean that.
Megan.
Hello, Megan. So, 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 so fun. The drama that we had, the way that you guys rose up around us, like, for till I die, if we never recorded another podcast episode, that would be, like, one of the coolest
I feel like we've done
ever.
What we said.
I really feel
do.
Like we did. Like, I really feel like if this was the end, we really have seen this through in a really solid way. I feel like there's not much left for us to say about it. And, like, I feel really proud and, like, I feel like it's
feel
finished.
Like, unless one of the liars literally decides to go back and rewatch and do beat for beat like we did, we could be the definitive Pretty Little Liars
I think
podcast.
We could, too. I know there are others. I know Bros Watch Pretty Little Liars 2 did it when it was, like, live and airing. I hope that we bring something different to it that, like, you guys also really appreciate and look forward to having in a Gossip Girl recap. Because, like, that's at the end of the day, like, this podcast is about Pretty Little Liars. It's going to be about Gossip Girl. But it's really, like, for me, it's just been the best time with my sis, time with my little sis. And we have gotten so much closer. Like, we are already close. But I was saying to her, like, I can't even imagine, like, I can't remember what our relationship was like before this podcast. And I could not have a podcast with anybody else on this earth. Like, I can't imagine it, really. It's just, like, it's been so awesome and so fun and so special. And the jokes that we have made that you are all in on, our inside jokes that we are all part of, can make me laugh harder than anything else. And, like, I just, I'm so, that's why I'm so excited for what jokes we haven't even come up with yet that we're going to find in the script in between the lines of Gossip Girl. Like, there's so much in terms of, like, give us a campy show and we will take it to the next level. And that's just what we're going to do with Gossip Girl. And if you loved Pretty Little Liars, if you loved us walking you through that, you are going to love Gossip Girl. Like, I have no doubt. And that's something that feels really good about moving into this next chapter is, like, I genuinely feel, like, so proud of what we've done here. I feel like I can stand alone. And I feel like moving into this next chapter, I feel so confident that, like, we have something really, really awesome here on our hands. We've got a great show. It's not going to stop being a great show because our source material is switching up. So just thank you guys for listening to us and tuning in and, like, allowing us to have this show. If nobody listened, we would not have probably gotten to this point. You know, we would probably have stopped. So it really, it's still, like, unbelievable to us that anybody wants to listen to us. Yep. But it's so fun. And it's just, like, been awesome. So any last words, Fee?
No, but thank you, I guess, to Lauren for telling me that I should start a podcast instead of talking everybody's ears off at the desk about this show.
Oh, my God. I mean, no, seriously, whoever put that idea in Phoebe's head. And then, like, because, like, it's honestly sounds like one of those ideas that you would not have, like, taken much stock in, to be honest. Like, it sounds like an right. idea that someone would have given you and you would have been like, okay, I'm not doing that.
Well, I think, like, it's a testament to how much I love and believed in this show.
Totally. Totally. And, like,
and thought it was so ridiculous and becoming so camp.
Yes.
That it was, and that we could have had
Do
something
you feel like, based on what you imagined our podcast being, when you dreamt it up, because you did dream it up, like, do you feel happy with what it is? Is this what you imagined? Like, are you satisfied?
Yeah, and I'm with you. If we had to stop tomorrow, that I would be content with what we've created.
I feel like it's, yeah, I wouldn't be content not having a podcast because I just love it. It's just such a big part of our lives now, and we love you guys, but, like, I really do feel like we fucking killed it on the Pretty Little Liars front. So excited for what's next. So, you guys, again, thank you. We can't thank you enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening, for continuing to listen. If you have never watched Gossip Girl before, this is the perfect time to start and join us on this next journey. If you have watched it before, I think this is going to feel a lot like revisiting something you love very much, but also our critical love, just like America, you know? And and we are right, going
my
to...
My favorite quote.
Exactly. We are going it to start that on back. Thanksgiving, the official Connell holiday. And so also follow us on Instagram for that. And stay tuned for a few more updates on, like, what that's going to look like. But officially on Thanksgiving, we start our Gossip Girl journey. So we will not see you next Thursday. We love you guys so much. We love you so, 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 so much. And we will see you on the Upper East Side. Oh, my God. That's crazy. That's actually crazy.
And
Spill
of course. Of course I did it. Of course I did it. Of course I did it.
Love y'all. Like a sis.